It's time to get away. It's time to get away from you. It's time to get away. It's time to get away from you. You brought a lot of money.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Rashad Robinson, who's the Executive Director of Color of Change, a recognized expert on how popular culture impacts American attitudes and values. He has served as a thought leader, widely sought-out speaker, strategist, and leader on holding public figures accountable and utilizing media to shift public opinion concerning progressive and civil rights issues. In 2010, Robinson was selected as one of the Route 100, a list of emerging and influential African Americans. Welcome to Background Briefing, Rashad Robinson.
Thank you for having me.
And you're calling for Mitt Romney to repudiate his apparent, I don't know whether it's a friendship, but last night in Las Vegas, TV rally star Donald Trump held two fundraisers for Mitt Romney. And previously he had held a fundraiser for Mitt Romney's wife last month. And in total, they've raised at least $2.5 million for the Romney campaign. So tell us what you're calling for here.
You know, for well over a year, Donald Trump has spent a considerable amount of time stoking racial fears to drive Americans apart by talking about, you know, by making, you know, outrageous claims about the president's citizenship, his intelligence, and a host of other things that have been really egregious. Mitt Romney spent his time while running for president during the Republican primary trying to convince folks that he was the more moderate person, that he could serve all of Americans, that he was the more level-headed candidate. And now he has to really make a choice. Can he serve all of America, and will he stand up and be a leader? And Color of Change is not going to stand by while Mitt Romney plays games with someone like Donald Trump, who uses race and racial divisions to just add to his celebrity.
So tell us about your sense that this birther obsession that Donald Trump has is a sort of coded form of racism.
Well, I mean, it's a coded way of saying that, you know, Obama can't be one of us, that Obama can't be American, that somehow because of who he is and because of his background that he hasn't earned, you know, his position, or that there's something to be wary of. And it's a tactic that's been used for decades, for years and generations, as black leaders, as leaders of color, have risen to prominence, making kind of whispering claims about their intelligence or about their background. And this happened throughout the election cycle, with people making claims about the president's citizenship. Most of those people have been sort of pushed out to the margins. But Donald Trump has been able to do that, and also, you know, keep his platform on NBC as with the Celebrity Apprentice. And now he stands next to someone who wants to be in the White House, who wants to represent all of Americans and go overseas and negotiate peace treaties and trade agreements with other countries, while sort of, you know, hanging around this type of element that uses his celebrity to really bring out the worst in America.
Well, Rashad Robinson, it seems to me that the birther obsession that Trump has is not so much coded racism, but overt racism, in as much as all of the birthers believe that Obama doesn't have has a fake birth certificate because he was born in Kenya, and they believe they want to tie him to Africa. I mean, there was a book by Dinesh D'Souza that basically tried to tie Obama to the Mau Mau uprising in Kenya, to black nationalism, to anti-colonialism. And if you know anything about Obama's father, he was a victim of corrupt politics in the ruling party in Kenya, and hardly an anti-colonialist. He was anti the post-colonial government. If anything, they tried to kill him and eventually drove him to drink and an early death. So the whole and by the way, this Ricketts guy in Chicago is buying into Dinesh D'Souza's crazy book and making a documentary out of it. So to me, the record's pretty clear that this business about his birth certificate is entirely a way to sort of, you know, with a wink and a nod, say, by the way, you know, he's really an African. He's not an American.
And he has no place in the position that he's earned, that that you know, the majority of Americans have put him in. And it's a way in which you know, many of our members, you know, Black folks of, you know, across the country, you know, to tell us stories and experiences. When Donald Trump first started his birther rant, you know, we started hearing from members who talked about their own experiences with success, whether it's in education or business, and the questions that would arise about how they got to that position or their intelligence. And it's not enough for people to have to work hard and achieve, but then to also have that constantly questioned because of who they are. And it's something that, you know, in this country, we can no longer stand for. And we're going to see this throughout the election cycle as folks like Donald Trump and who have, you know, considerable amounts of money are able to use that money in all sorts of ways. What we have at Color Change is not the money of a Donald Trump or a Mitt Romney, but what we have is the voices of everyday people, of people of all races around the country who join us on the web, who join us online in different ways, and want to stand up and make a difference and make their voices heard against powerful voices like Donald Trump and Mitt Romney, who want to do everything they can to drive us apart.
Again, I'm speaking with Rashad Robinson, who's the executive director of Color of Change, and he's calling for Mitt Romney, who is now the nominee for the Republican Party for president of the United States, to repudiate Donald Trump, who threw two fundraisers for Mitt Romney last night in Las Vegas. Now, apparently, before these fundraisers, Trump tweeted saying that he was going to urge Romney to embrace this racist birther nonsense as a tactic to win the presidential election. So we have to assume that that's what Romney whispered in. That's what Trump whispered in Romney's ear, surely.
Well, absolutely, it's what we have to assume. Trump has been completely clear and transparent. He has been direct about his feelings on this issue, and Mitt Romney, once again, has been everything but. He has flip-flopped and wavered. He has shown us exactly what type of leader that he wants to be or can be. When he's given the chance over and over again to distance himself from Donald Trump, to say that this is not okay and we need to stand up against this, he's taken the easy way out. And I think that for all of us, whether or not people who are listening are going to vote for Mitt Romney or not, or would ever support Mitt Romney or will support Obama or not support Obama, this really is about our democracy and our elections and about the tenor of the discussion. And we, as citizens of this country, as non-citizens of this country, as people who are listening and watching this debate, have to demand more. We have to expect more from our political leaders, and we've got to demand more from Mitt Romney in this situation and say, this is going to be a long election cycle, and let's talk about the issue. And if you are going to stand next to and stand on top of a platform with someone who wants to use race to drive Americans apart, then we're going to call you out, and we're going to make sure that you have to answer the tough questions about it.
Well, it seems to me, Rashad Robinson, that given that that both Romney has, on a number of occasions, in Q&As with his in his meetings that he's had with his supporters, people have brought up the birther issue. It also happened with Rick Santorum, and Rick Santorum failed to correct a woman that said the most outrageous racist nonsense about him being a Muslim from Africa and a, you know, somebody that was basically subversive, you know, because he was hiding his true identity. Santorum didn't repudiate her, and neither has Romney. So it leads me to wonder whether they're making a calculus there. Because remember, John McCain, when he was campaigning 2008, did the right thing when some woman made some racist remarks about Obama, and he said, no, he's not that kind of guy. He's a good man, and he's a Christian. None of those candidates have done anything like what McCain did. My suspicion is that maybe they want to keep this subtext alive. This seems to be the glue amongst the far right in this country to motivate them to vote.
You know, it's pretty sad that they think so little of their base, that they think so little of their supporters, that they would need to stoke these type of racial fears, these type of racial divisions, in order to win election, that this is what they feel they need to do, that they can't lead. It really tells you what type of president someone like Rick Santorum or Mitt Romney would be if they fear their base so much, if they think so little of their base that they cannot stand up on and lead on questions like this. What actually happens when the big questions come down, when we're not actually talking about, things that we know to be true or not true, things that we already have information about? What happens? What can we expect from a Mitt Romney as president? And that's actually what we're saying at Color Change. We've launched this campaign. We've watched over the last year. You know, I just finished my first year as executive director of Color of Change, and my first week when I started at the organization, Donald Trump had just started making all of his claims about President Obama and his birth, and I feel like we're in deja vu. Only this time, Donald Trump is not just doing it from sort of his platform as a reality show star, but he's doing it alongside a man who wants to become president of the United States. And it's a pretty sick and sad commentary on the state of electoral politics that Mitt Romney does not feel he's strong enough to say, no, that's not how I want to win this election.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Rashad Robinson.
Thank you for having me.
Again, I've been speaking with Rashad Robinson, who's executive director of Color of Change. He's calling upon Mitt Romney to repudiate Donald Trump's associations with him and his birther obsession. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back in a moment talking about radioactive tuna here on the California coast.